Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, radio fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound. What do we do now? It's from a bird out of
my. This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. We are kicking things off on a Monday, ready for the work week. How about you guys? I know that we've got an exciting show set up for you today. We talked a lot this weekend. Last night on our Back on the Ranch show, we had some good PBR action this weekend. We had some great rodeo weekend from Houston. Know that Rodeo Austin is going on. We've got some of our fans that are actually out and about today on a Monday, tuned in on the phone lines. Got to send a big old shout out to you. I'm already getting reports on some of our fans saying hello to us, and we're going to have to pay double close attention here on our Twitter, as we've got a special guest that'll be joining us here in just a little bit. And anyways, so like I said, we're excited. It's Monday. It's ready to start the work week, and hopefully you guys are having a great start to it. If not, this is your time to sit back. Let's talk some rodeo about your lunch break here. Get things fired up. You know, it is Monday. We've got a long week ahead of us getting ready for the rodeo weekend, but we know that you guys are going to be ready to go. And I know that we are too. So, like I said, we've got a good show lined up for you today. And obviously, actually, you guys are going to have to thank Mike from Short Go Radio, Mike Anderson, who's actually jumped on board here in the chat room. He kind of made today's show possible. So, we're going to give him the credit where credit is due. And we appreciate it, Mike. Got on the phone, started calling us pretty early this morning to get some guests lined up. And yeah, we've got a good show set up for you today. So, I think you guys are going to like it. But anyways, I'm getting reports that it finally stopped snowing in New York. Wow. I'm going to tell you what, Kat, I feel for you. And the Kat was in Texas last week where the weather was a lot warmer, I'm sure. And I'm not even going to tell you that I'm sitting out here in my swim shorts getting my pool set up for my kids. Actually, I take that back. More for me to be able to go back and lounge, get my good tan. I got to work on my tan now before I head out west there coming up in the next couple months. I can't leave the state of Florida without a good tan. So, yes, we're going to go work on our tan lines. We're getting our pool fired up and looking to have a good time. Looks like we got Jens in the house, our European bull rider. I want to say a big old howdy to you this morning. Hopefully you're doing well. Actually, I would say it's more of this evening for you. I know that you guys are on a different time zone. But, yeah, we got a good show lined up. So we're going to get right down to it. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get right into the rodeo bull riding action. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Show is Monday. got to the job site at a quarter past nine. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now and sure it's Monday. Oh,
everybody, this is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight. And I got to tell you, we got some of our fans over here on Twitter that are tuned in. I've got to say a big old shout out to Miss Donna, Miss Emily. I know that you guys are listening. I also know that we have Miss Shannon, who I actually don't know if she's on or not. I don't see her number on here yet. Oh, you know what? Speak of the devil. Wow. You talk about timing. The minute I mentioned something about Miss Shannon, she would pop in here. So got to say a big old shout out to you as well. Glad that you guys are tuning in on the phone lines. I know that we've got a lot of you out here. I know that Miss Denise has actually got a doctor's appointment. Hey, it's Monday. Let's get it all out of the way. That way you guys can sit back here with us. The rest of the week, we can tune in right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and have a great week. I got to tell you, what did you guys think about the PBR event? Obviously, like I said, you guys got to see it on Versus last night. And, yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it, Ms. Shannon, for exposing the nickname that you gave me and calling me Booger. Yeah, we certainly appreciate that. But anyways, yeah, had a good time watching the PBR this weekend. Also got to watch a little bit of the Amazing Race. Got to see where Cord and Jed have actually moved back into first place. These guys are really on a roll. And, you know, they've got some good drive. I like it. I really do. I think that these guys are on to something big here. I'd like to see them complete the whole thing and win the deal. And Cord is such an upstanding guy. And, you know, see him working with his brother out there. It shows what kind of relationship they have. I think it's pretty interesting to follow along with those guys. So hopefully you guys are too, and that's Sunday night at 8 o'clock on CBS. So hopefully you guys are tuned into that as well. Like I said, you know, I know that we spent most of our time this weekend watching a lot of Rodeo Houston. Was a spectacular event. I think that it was one of the best that I have seen all time. I mean, I really do. I think the competition was so heated. They had such great talent there. And obviously Shane Hanchey, a good friend of ours who took time out, jumped on board with us. You know, you can't say enough about that guy. You really can't. You know, he's got it going on. I mean, he really does. He's on fire. You know, he's been looking for that niche to really get him going this year, though. He won the Cajun Classic down here in Okeechobee, Florida, New Year's Day. But, you know, he was really trying to find a good niche, something that was going to get him driving out there so that way he could, you know, get his points back up in the PRCA. I think this was the good starting point for him. Obviously, winning over $50,000, you know, there at Rodeo Houston sure got him started. So anyways, got to check our Twitter, get up to date here. We are actually going to take another short break, and when we come back, we look to have our special guest on board. So you guys make sure to keep staying tuned, as we'll be right back with more of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
There's silence on the prairie that a man can't help but feel. Shadows growing longer now, nipping at my heels. I know that soon that old four lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to my sweet Wyoming home. I headed down the road last summer with a few good friends of mine. They all hit the money low, I didn't make a dime. The entry fees, they took my dough. The traveling took my time, and I'm headed home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on a tune, a prairie lullaby. Hear the wind and old coyote's cries on the home, sweet Wyoming. Now the rounders, they all wish you luck when they know you're in a jam. But your money's riding on the bull and he don't give a damn. Well, there's shows in all the cities. Cities turn your heart to clay. Takes all the man can muster just to try and get away. The songs I'm used to hearing ain't the kind the jukebox play. And I'm headed home, my sweet Wyoming home. Well, I've always loved the riding. There ain't nothing quite the same. Another year might bring the luck, the winning of the game. But there's a magpie on a fence rail. He's calling out my name, and he calls me home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on the tune, a prairie lullaby. Hear the wind and old coyote. It's a song of home, a sweet Wyoming home.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Schmetz. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. And we are kicking things off on a Monday. Hopefully you guys have had a great weekend. I see a question coming in right now. Actually, Christy's asking about the Built Ford Tough Series as an alternate and asking why, if that's why he wasn't there this weekend. I know that he had gotten the invitation to be down in Rodeo Houston. The PBR actually sent a couple of their riders down, and they asked Cord if he would want to be one of those. He agreed to it and actually went down to ride there in Rodeo Houston. And because he was in the wild card draw on Friday, that took him out of the Fresno. obviously, you know, there's requirements. I know for a fact that this is something that I do know with the PBR that, you know, they don't care if you go and ride. Obviously, you look at guys like Shane Proctor and you know, LJ Jenkins. You know, these guys have been out riding PRCA events as well this year. Shane Proctor actually leading the PRCA standings. They are allowed to go compete in other associations. However, they have an obligation to be in a Built for Tough Series if they're scheduled to have one. However, the PBR waived that for Rodeo Houston for a couple of the guys, you know, Chance Roberts, Cord McCoy being two of them. So that was the opportunity, and that's why you got to see Cord there in Rodeo Houston. But speaking of Rodeo Houston, we're going to talk a little bit about it. We talked last night on our Back on the Ranch show about it. You know, I think personally it was one of the better events that I have seen. Obviously, the video broadcast and the live video stream that we were able to see online of all of the rounds was really exciting. And we're going to actually talk to somebody who was there in Rodeo Houston competing in the bull riding. This guy not only competed in the bull riding, but actually is the only bull rider there to cover all six of his bulls and win the event. We're talking about the Gillette Wyoming Cowboy and Bobby Wells. Bobby, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's a privilege to have you out here with us. And I know it's kind of short notice, man. You actually won the event on Saturday and hopped a plane and headed home. And you're actually back in Wyoming now, correct?
Yes, sir. We, 8:45, flew home Sunday morning and was in Gillette, Wyoming at 12:40 and got met by my wife and four kids. And it was glorious.
Oh, I'm sure it was, man. I'm sure it was. I know that they're excited for you. You actually got to have your wife and one of your kids, your littlest one, there in Texas for the better part of it anyways, right?
Yeah, I was out the 10th, 11th, and 12th of March, and my wife, Sunny, and our five-month-old baby, Afton, we flew down on Wednesday the 9th, and they were there for a week, so they got to see me in my Super Series and hang out with me that first week and be a part of it, and that was really special and fun to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, man. I'm sure it was. We've got a lot of fans that are actually tuned in online. We've got some that are on the phone lines, and we got some that are in our chat room right now, and they're all sending you the best of congratulations, man. They're really excited for you. Seeing the interview with you there at the end of the event, and saw how emotional you were, man. I don't think it could have gone to anybody better. I know that you're just real passionate about what you're doing, and I mean, really, you know, they're going to be talking about you for a while. I mean, one of the only cowboys there to actually cover all six of your bulls and come out on top.
Yeah, this is my seventh year going hard rodeoing, and I've been on the ups way high, and I've been on the downs way low, and for 7 years, and then for it to come together the way it did. I mean, God just handpicked my bulls, and he put me up a few tests. One of the bulls I got on never been rode before, and I rode him. But I was willing to fight the battle, and he wrought the victory through me. So praise him for that. And crying in front of 80,000 live people and on the pay-per-view deal, that don't bother me at all.
No, well, that just shows what kind of guy you are, man. And it's an emotional thing, you know. I mean, the sport itself is emotional. You know, you get so wrapped up in what you're doing, you got to be so aggressive out there. And then, you know, it's like when you have an opportunity to sit back in an interview like that, you know, knowing that you've just won, you know, that kind of money, you know, for Rodeo Houston. Obviously, probably one of your biggest events that you've ever won, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, other than the NFR, but I mean, I won more money out of Houston than I had at some of the NFRs I've been to, and just with, you know, everything that goes on. And like, I walked up to Boyd to do my interview, and he's like, "Bobby, it's gonna be all right." I said, "I know it is." That's why I'm so happy. It is gonna be all right. And
that's it.
$50,000 to a family is
We've got plans for to be debt free, and we're going to save a whole bunch, and we're going to get a bigger house. So God said He'd provide, and He will, and we're going to put it forth to the things that we need.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got started. When did you actually get started in bull riding, and how did you actually start getting on bulls?
Well, I wanted to be a bull rider since I was 2 years old and watched a TV and figured out what it was. My dad rodeoed for 20 years, and just with everyone that just being around it all the time, that's all I wanted to do. I grew up on a farm, so I was always around cattle and trying to ride the calves that was around, and had a little pony. I'd pretended he was a bull and put a flank on him and make him buck up the hills and stuff. But that's how I got started, and ever since I was a tiny tyke, that's all I wanted to do.
Who did you look up to the most when you were growing up and wanted to be a bull rider?
My role model was Lane Frost, because he was, as far as being successful and keeping a head on his shoulders, I learned just from watching some friends and stuff while I was growing up that, you know, behavior and attitude traits, some of them things can get you in trouble, and they kept you from achieving your goals. And my dad, we had a family of seven, so he supported the family of seven rodeoing. And he was the same way, straight shot, straight shooter, didn't do nothing that you're not supposed to do. And so I looked up to him and Lane, just because they set goals and they went and got them, and they stayed away from all the junk that kept them from achieving their goals. So that's what I based, you know, my junior high and my high school years off of.
Right. Okay. You know, and I'll tell you what, man, that's, you know, I think more of these young up-and-coming bull riders need that. You know, they need to look at guys like, you know, like the Lane Frost and guys like yourself who want to keep their nose clean and know that, you know, obviously, I mean, you've shown that you can support a family in rodeo. Your dad also has shown that, you know, that you can support a family in rodeo, but you got to keep, you know, you got to keep your mind on the prize, and you got to keep focused on it. And obviously, you know, when you're talking about having God in your life and having Him direct you, man, it's the good things will come out of that for sure.
That's exactly right. His hand's on us all, whether we profess we live for Him or not. All good things come from Him, and if it's good, it came from Him, no matter what kind of lifestyle you're living. So He loves everybody, and if you just get in tune with His will and what He wants for you, there ain't nothing that can stop you.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, now you said the last 7 years really hitting the rodeos pretty hard.
Yep.
Did you have traveling partners at the time, and are you traveling with anybody right now?
Actually, right now I'm not traveling with anybody. I'm trying to stay home as much as I can and flying everywhere. But the previous 2 years I traveled with Chance Smart and Cannon AC. And 2 years prior to that, I traveled with my whole family. My wife, she decided she started riding horses when she was 25 and got good enough in years. She wanted to go run pro, so we packed up the whole family and homeschooled our oldest daughter, and we were on the road for 2 years, and that was an absolute blast. And then prior to that, I really didn't have too much of a traveling partner. Being from Wyoming, there wasn't a whole lot of guys. Cannon wasn't rodeoing yet. Clayton Savage, he was still in high school. So then about the first 2-3 years, I went alone quite a bit.
Okay. But I'll tell you what, when you put yourself around guys like Cannon AC and Chance Smart, you know, both of those guys as well, they're obviously very focused on it. We saw them ride real well there in Rodeo Houston, but we've also seen them ride real successfully in the PRCA. They've been to the NFR. You know, I think that you've got the surroundings to make yourself, a real successful bull rider. Now, you said, did you mention that you've actually been in the NFR?
To the NFR?
Yes.
Me personally?
Yeah, have you been to the NFR yet?
Yeah, I've been the last six consecutive years.
6 years, okay.
Yeah, my first year was 05, and I've been there every year since.
Well, tell us a little bit about that experience. What's it like for you to be out there in Vegas during the NFR?
Well, the first time, I knew it was going to be nerve-wracking, but I didn't know how nerve-wracking. And it took me three rounds to just settle down and just to get into the mode that it's just another rodeo. And it took me three rounds, and then once I got control of myself, the first bull I rode, I was 90 and won the go round in the eliminator round. Of all rounds, I ride in the eliminator round.
Wow.
And ever since then, I just, that confidence of, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, you are who you are, and you're going to ride bulls wherever it's at, no matter what the hype of the rodeo is. And ever since then, me and my wife are going down there, and we'll just look over at each other and be like, hey, we're going to NFR. Like, yep, yeah, no big deal. And, I mean, there's way too much money to win and way too much stuff on the line to be all uptight and nervous. And if you just be loose and cool and do what you know how to do it, you'll just fall into that that routine that you do in all the other rodeos.
Right.
And it just took me a little while my first year to get back into that.
On average, how many events do you actually hit a year?
The last 2 years I've been to 40 rodeos is all.
Okay.
Our kids started 4-H last year, and they have a weekly rodeo series every week here in Gillette. So I like to be home on Thursdays because that's when they do their rodeo. And then, so I'll go rodeo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday or whatever, and I'll have to miss them here and there, like over the 4th of July. Obviously, I got to miss it, but the 40 rodeos is what you have to go to for the Extreme Bowl money to count for the world standing. So I go to the 40 rodeos so all that money counts, and then try to be home as much as I can other than that.
Right. Now, I believe that you've got well over $10,000 won already in the PRCA standings. Obviously, I mean, the competition is kind of, you know, thickened up a lot. I mean, you've got guys like Chance Smart. You've got guys like Clayton Fulton. You've got Artie Meyer, Cannon Acey, J.W. Harris, obviously. I mean, this guy here, you know, he's just been on top of his game for the last couple of years. You really feel like you'll have enough to be back in there in the standings this year to be back at the NFR?
Yeah, I do. I compared to the last 2 years, just the way this year started and the cow, I've been on some really good bulls this year and rode them, and that I'm sure that would have bucked me off last year, just from what I feel now to what I had then, you know, and I'm riding them bulls now, so. I don't see a problem with it at all getting back there this year.
Yeah, good deal. Well, I've actually got some good questions that are coming in from some of our fans, and one of the questions is there a particular bull that you had there in Rodeo Houston that you thought was the rankest bull out of them all?
The bull that I got on the four round, he was the rankest of them all for the championship round. The other ones, they didn't have quite the pizzazz and the electricity that he had. So
right,
yeah, the one on the four round was the best one I got on.
Definitely, and I'll tell you what, you know, coming that close to the end, I know that he kind of gave you a little bit of everything right there. It was just real exciting to see you just, I mean, bear down and make those rides. Like I said, I can't say enough about you, man. It was just really impressive to sit back and watch you, knowing what was at stake, but also knowing that really, I mean, you knew you were going to come out of there with a good chunk of change regardless, you know, working into the short round. You know, but just to come out there so relaxed and make that ride was just outstanding.
Yeah, I was sitting down in there and I remember just sitting there and I was just praying and breathing and just being calm, just waiting for him to tell me, all right, go ahead. And he jumped out there and gave me that big blow up around that corner, and I stuck my chest out and everything just felt good. And I really don't remember. All I remember is just sitting there and staying over the front end. I I didn't hear the whistle. I talked to 3-4 other guys. They didn't hear the whistle. It was so loud and ecstatic in there.
Wow.
And I thought I heard it one time, and I was like, I'll ride a couple more jumps just to make sure. And it worked out perfect.
Yeah, sure did. Well, I've actually got another question that's come up. Do you have any intentions on trying to go anywhere else, like maybe the PBR or CBR or anything like that in the future?
Well, I really don't know. With the kids being as active as they are, the three oldest are in school, it's just, for me, just to go to the pro rodeos, it takes up about all of my time. And it's hard to get to those other associations. I bought my card for the PBR last year and tried to enter in some, but I didn't go to any previously, so I didn't get in them. So it's just with the time-wise of making the pro rodeos that you have to make the NFR, you know, they overlap on all the other bull rides and stuff, so it's kind of hard for me to get to a bunch of them extra associations if I want to be home at all.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, I mean, obviously, based on your interview there at the end of the event and all, family is a big part of your life. And I mean, you know, I think that that's so important, you know, especially for us fans today to sit back and realize, you know, how much of a family we have in rodeo, but also raising our family in that rodeo atmosphere. I mean, do you have goals for your kids? Do you think that your kids are going to follow in your footsteps and make a life of rodeoing?
They can do whatever they want. I'm not in charge of their life, and they know that. But it does make me happy. Last year, all three of our kids, my daughter won 7 buckles, and each one of my boys won a year-end buckle in the roping and the barrel racing. So
wow.
They're already pursuing the rodeo thing and they're good at it. My Hayden, the youngest boy, he was only 4 last year and he beat out 3 6-year-olds in the dummy roping. And Colt, our oldest boy, he's 6 and he won the barrel racing by a landslide. Him and his little horse, they got together and they could gallop around the whole barrel pattern and beat feet as fast as they could home, so he won the barrel racing, and he scored a 90-point ride in the mutton busting at our Jesus Little Levi Rodeo, so just to see them want to do good and know what it's like to win, and they try hard and they practice hard, and they do wrestling and soccer, and they put that same intensity and that try and that drive, you know, even into the wrestling and the soccer. You know, they figured out what winning was about, and they like it. So
right.
it tickles me to absolute glorious life to see that drive in them to win and succeed.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that really is a cool thing. Now, you know, that's one thing that we believed in ourselves and when we created Making Eight was the fact that we want to be able to show really, you know, the world out there what rodeo life is all about, you know, and what the families are like out here and how close you guys are. Are you and your wife really close with other, you know, other athletes that are in there that bring their families as well?
Yeah, they are. Them, the rodeo wives, you know, it's really, rodeo is such a great camaraderie sport because you're not, you know, in rodeo, like, you know, the bull riding, the bareback riding, the calf roping, all them events, you're not contesting against the guy that went before you or the guy that went after you. You know, in the bull riding, you got to ride the bull. It doesn't matter who rode before you. You got to ride your bull in order to win. And in the calf
right.
roping, you got to rope that calf and be the fastest. It has nothing to do with the guy, you know, your friend that you're trying to beat. It has nothing to do with that. So when we, you know, in the rodeo world, we don't have any hardships between one another because we're not necessarily going against each other. And the rodeo wives, they know what it's all about, and they all get along great. And then you form friendship couples. And the rodeo world, having kids and having a family doesn't stop you. For us, it just added more enjoyment to it because I had 3 kids and they were first grade, and then three and actually there was three and two of the boys were. So instead of being limiting our lives by them, we added to the rodeo life and we just took them on the road with us.
Right on.
So,
right on.
Yeah.
Now, when you were traveling with your family, what do you travel in? What gets you guys, I mean, you as a whole family, when you guys are out there on the road, what do you guys travel in?
We just had a Duramax Chevy pickup and a 28-foot, four-horse, living quarters horse trailer. And
really?
We spent our winters down south. We had a couple places in Houston and one in San Antonio that we kind of make camp at. And just kind of rodeo from there as a central location. And we had... Sonny had her two horses that she ran on, and then we took the pony and our daughter's horse. So we were traveling home, and we just all got along, and all three kids were little enough. We pieced them like a puzzle on the couch to sleep on, and got by just fine.
Right. I'll tell you what, though, that you know, you just can't put a price tag on that, and that, you know. Did you ever have to do that when you were a kid and your dad was out rodeoing?
No, we went to a few of the smaller, closer rodeos when he was home, but as far as going out on the road, we lived on a dairy farm, so mom had to help stay home and help with the farm. So we didn't get to
right.
go far very often. But,
okay.
Yeah, we'd go if it was close enough and he just had a couple pink pilots in the van, and then we'd go.
Right on. Well, you know what? I see a comment coming in. Actually, Mike Anderson there with Short Go Radio, he's here with us today, and he actually posted out a great comment that nowhere in the history of Houston has anyone ever rode all of their bulls. So, you know, I think that they're going to be talking about you for quite some time. I mean, you know, that's a pretty high feat there.
Yeah, it's with, you know, all these stock contractors, they're going to figure out how to get good stock put together. And when you get, I don't know, 12, 15 stock contractors together, and they bring their top five to best, or top five to 10 best animals, to be able to ride all of them, it's a great accomplishment.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Bobby, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you jumping on here and taking the time out for us and for the fans out there. Do you have any kind of sponsors this year?
Yes, sir. I've been blessed with very awesome sponsors. I have the state of Wyoming Tourism. They got Team Wyoming, and they support us 100%. And when you get, you know, when you talk about the state of Wyoming, I don't know, there's about 500,000 people that live throughout the whole state, and every one of them are supporters for us. And Wyoming General is just open and wide, and if you ever want to come see a place where you can go 1 to 5 hours without hitting a town, come on out to Wyoming where the peace is.
Wow.
So, and then I also have M&M Oil Field Service, Mike and Mary Kent, and they've been with me from year one, and I just praise God. They're just very nice, loving people, and we love them dearly. And Mike Morrison Ministries, they've supported me the last 3 years as, you know, I go around doing Bible studies and stuff, and they're more into supporting that than really the rodeo, and praise God for them. And then we got the Extreme Life. We're starting a ministry, and we're calling it the Extreme Life. And our slogan is, we're to live as Christ. And me and Cannon and Chance are a team, which we're looking forward to expanding on, to where it's not just bull riders, but we have a representative from each event. And we're going to be plastered and going for God. And that's just getting up and going this year. So
I've
been very blessed with sponsors and people that love us surrounding us.
Right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, if there's anything that Making 8 can do to help you guys out, please let me know as well. We'd love to help promote that and what you and Chance and Cannon are trying to do. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
that's a great thing, man. And we want to reinstill that into not only the other athletes that are out there, but the fans as well, and let them know what they can have, you know, in sharing this within the rodeo community. So, man, I appreciate you taking the time out and look forward to following up with you, man. You're more than welcome to call in, and we definitely want to check back with you and see how things are going throughout the season.
Awesome. That would be great.
Absolutely. You bet, Bobby. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Good luck to you. Enjoy your time at home with the wife and the kids, man. I know that they'll be putting you hard to work. You probably got a lot of catching up to do after the winter months, don't you?
Yeah, we're starting to get our 4-H animals in, so I got pigs and two pigs and four goats coming, so I'm going to be out there building a shelter and getting their pens ready this week and hopefully get it all done before Thursday when I got to fly back down to Austin.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, so are you competing this weekend there in Austin?
Yes, sir. I'm riding Thursday and Friday and looking forward to the short round on Saturday.
Good deal, buddy. Good deal. Well, good luck down there as well. And like I said, we look forward to catching up with you.
Awesome. That'll be great.
All right, Bobby. Take care and be blessed.
That we will, and you guys also.
All right. All right, guys. That was your Rodeo Houston winner in the bull riding, Mr. Bobby Welsh. And I got to thank him for taking the time out here to jump on board with us. He's an absolute upstanding guy. Just spending those few minutes talking with him before the show today made me realize that this guy, he's got what it takes to definitely be a world champion. So with that being said, we're going to take a short break. We're going to play a song here. Obviously, we played it here at the beginning of our show, but we're going to play it again for Bobby and his sponsors as well. Obviously, coming out of Gillette, Wyoming, be no other good song for him other than this one right here. A little bit of Chris Ledoux for you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
There's silence on the prairie that a man can't help but feel. Shadows growing longer now, nipping at my heels. I know that soon that old four lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to my sweet Wyoming home. I headed down the road last summer with a few good friends of mine. They all hit the money low, I didn't make a dime. The entry fees, they took my dough, the traveling took my time, and I'm headed home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on a tune, a prairie lullaby. Hear the wind and old coyote's cries on the bone, sweet Wyoming home. Now the rounders, they all wish you luck when they know you're in a jam, but your money's riding on the boat. There's shows in all the cities, cities turn your heart to clay. Takes all the man can muster just to try and get away. The songs I'm used to hearing ain't the kind the jukebox play. And I'm headed home, my sweet Wyoming home. Another year might bring the luck, the winning of the game. But there's a magpie on a fence rail, he's calling out my name, and he calls me home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on the tune, a prairie lullaby. Wyoming home.
Howdy, folks. It's Rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Makin8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. It's happening in the rodeo arena. It's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. And, of course, like I said, once again, got to thank Bobby Wells for taking the time to talk with you fans, talk with us right here on Macon8. What a great, upstanding guy he is. And I see that Christy actually posted a link to one of his profiles that he has out there, and I want to invite you guys to go over and take a look at it. It'll obviously give you an opportunity to get to know Bobby Wells just a little bit. You know, six-time NFR qualifier, great, upstanding guy. This guy's going to be a world champ, there's no doubt. I mean, he's just got what it takes. You can just see it when you talk with him. You know, he's focused, and, you know, it's going to pay off for him. There's no doubt. I mean, I was just real impressed to be able to sit down and talk with him for a few minutes before the show. Once again, I got to thank Mike Anderson for putting that together for us there with Short Go Radio. I know that Mike's been under the weather here recently. Hopefully he's doing better out here, man. But I also posted out a link to his Bobby's Facebook profile, which he just got started. So if you guys get a chance, get over there and follow Bobby Wells as well. Great guy. I think that you guys will be impressed with him and look forward to having him back on our show again. You know, and really that's what we're here for. That's what we're really looking to do. We're going to get more and more of that as time goes on. I mean, you know, Christy posting out there that, you know, you can listen to guys like him all day. And that's what we really want to be able to bring you guys, is just that opportunity to kind of get to know these fans or get to know these athletes, get to know what their lives are like out there. And for Bobby to take that time out to share with us, I just love it, man. You know, that's what this rodeo is all about. And when you look at a guy like him who's been raised around rodeo, who's, you know, brought his family around the rodeo, and raising them around it, it really is. It's just a great thing. So anyways, waiting to see what I'm getting Facebook messages here, trying to send some messages back here. People are popping up left and right. But anyways, sorry to get sidetracked there, fans. I got to tell you, though, we got about 12 minutes left in our show. We've got some cowboy logic to throw at you for today to get you started on the work week. And once again, I got to thank you guys for tuning in. I mean, really, that's what this show is all about. And the reason why Bobby wants to take the time out to get on shows like this is because he knows that you guys are out there listening and appreciate what he's doing out there. So, you know, that's what it's all about right there, just kind of sharing the knowledge. Going to throw a little bit of cowboy logic out there at you today. This one here actually came in from Austin Meyer. Obviously, you guys know that he's been on our show once or twice. Great guy as well, but says that the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a man's determination. So, you know, when we're talking about something that's possible and impossible, it really lies into what your heart is. And, of course, he actually posted that one from Tommy Lasorda. I think that that's a great quote and some great logic to live by. So there's a little bit of cowboy logic for you. We've actually got some more here that we're going to throw at you here in just a few minutes, so make sure to stay tuned to that. You know, it makes me think, though, you know, I mean, Macon 8 is really on the right track, and we're looking to get back out and make some big things happen this season, as we're going to be out in Oklahoma here coming up in the next month or so. Looks like we've got some events that we're going to be bringing you guys live broadcast of, and you guys will have an opportunity to get to know some more about some of these athletes. We're going to kind of change things around. We are still working on our new Macon 8 facelift on our website, so when you go check out Macon8.com, you're going to start to see some changes. I know we've been talking about it, saying that it's going to happen, but it is. Believe me, I promise you, okay? You know, we're just working on trying to get everything perfected before we actually put it out there and post it. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Macon8.com. We're going to open up the door there. We're going to open up the floodgates. We're going to let some cool things happen right there on Macon8.com, and you guys will be able to be a part of that, and we do appreciate it. Make sure to keep spreading the word about us. I mean, obviously, when we're having guys like the guy who just won Rodeo Houston, you know, I mean, really, you know, we're working on getting these big names out here with us. We've got some more great guests lined up for this week, so you guys will have an opportunity to check in there. And while we got another 10 minutes left in our show, we're actually got the phone lines open, so we're going to take a caller right here. I believe this would be Miss Shannon Taylor jumping on board here with us. Miss Shannon, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I recognize your number now.
Yeah, you get a little bit for that. You're a little slow on get-go, but you work on it.
I hear you. What's going on today? Are you enjoying your Monday?
Oh, my Monday is flying by like you wouldn't believe. I've been on the phones all day, with customers, and it's my week to do so. So I will not be able to tune in as much as I'd like. Normally I'd be on the phone now, but I was so backlogged on it that I didn't get to take my lunch break until an hour and a half after I was supposed to.
Wow.
I wanted to say, one, good show today. I was actually listening. I had one earphone in while I was on the phone with customers, so don't tell anybody that.
Wow.
But I wanted to find out how you did in the fantasy picks this weekend.
Oh, Lord, don't get me started on that, Shannon. I did terrible. And no, I did. And I'm going to admit, okay, I actually thought that you guys might have jinxed Valeron because you guys were always talking about Chris Shivers, and you guys all picked Valeron. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go against you. I went with Austin Meyer, and I should have went with Valeron.
That just serves you right. You should listen to the women. Don't you know any better?
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think everybody did really lousy this weekend because the person who won just barely had over 2,000 points for the weekend. It was awful. Everybody was just awful. Yeah, I had Valderon, which is the only thing that saved me. I got Valderon for all his. I had one rider, Pistol, who did nothing, and then my other three each had one score, and I placed 233rd. Seriously. Everybody did really, really bad, and
yeah.
I bumped up above the top 1,000 now.
Excellent. I got to hold hopes for the second part of the season because that's when the points start over again. Now, I will tell you that I did miss two events that I did not get my picks in. So, I mean, but you take that aside, and I still suck.
Well, at least you're making enough to admit it, right?
Yeah, exactly, I guess, huh? Well, hey, Shannon, listen, I appreciate you jumping on board, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show today. It was talking with a guy like Bobby Wells.
It was good, and I thought I got to pick up on part of it, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody, say hi, and find out how you did in the fantasy picks. So hopefully
thanks.
I'll be able to catch a little bit this week, and we'll chat at y'all later.
All right. Well, have a great week, Shannon.
I'm going back to work now. We'll talk
all
to
right,
y'all. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, of course, Miss Shannon Taylor, Taylor Truck and Auto, and of course, you'd have to rub it in that I would not do so well once again on my fantasy picks. So, I did get a text message from Bobby that wanted me to let you guys know this organization that him, Cannon AC, Chance Smart have put together, ExtremeLife.com. And if you guys want to go check it out, it's I'm going to actually post the link right now. Well, if I could get it to type here. This is the website that Bobby Wells was talking about, and he wanted me to pass that along to you guys. It's Extreme Life, but it's without the E there on the front. So make sure you guys go check out that website. Show support for these guys, as these guys were out, not only doing a great job in the rodeo world, but doing it great for the role modeling community. And, I think that they've got a great thing going there, and we definitely want to, we want to support that. So you guys make sure to go check that out and, show support for them. But anyways, I see that Mike is actually giving me a suggestion to pick Reese Cates this weekend. I don't know. I mean, I know that they've got a big weekend event coming up, and I wasn't even sure if he's going to be in the picks or not. I don't know if he's going to be up in the standings. I'll have to take a look. That's a good possibility. You guys will have to give me some more insight on that this week as we hit out more on the on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to talk about the PBR upcoming this week, the Ty Murray Invitational coming up this weekend, so hopefully you guys won't miss out on that. We got a whole lot more bull riding and rodeo action. Rodeo Austin is still underway. I know that they've got the pay-per-view event. We might just have to actually purchase it Thursday and Friday and then watch Saturday's round as well. I think that might open up the door. And Mike is saying that he's got a little bit of insight there on Reese Cates. Might just have to take a look into that. I've got his number still, so we might have to give him a call and just see what he thinks about it. That's going to wrap up our show here today on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Got to thank all of you guys for jumping on board here, tuning in with us. Got to remind you that we'll be back at it tomorrow for another great Lunch Hour Radio Show. Who knows who we're going to have as a guest. Got to thank Mike Anderson for putting it together, and obviously having Bobby Welsh on our show today was great sitting down talking with him a little bit. Look forward to having him on again. So until tomorrow, radio fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Carter, and y'all are listening to MakingEight.com.